This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 9/6/2023. Patient's last name is Alexander. First name is Natalia. Natalya. Date of birth is 5/19/2015. Patient is an 8-year-old female who presents with complaint of with mother complaining of redness in both eyes, with the right eye worse than the left. Also complain of some cough and congestion. Denies any fever. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT. Patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. Denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes complain of redness in right eye with slight redness in left eye. Also stated that the eyes get stuck together early in the morning. Denies any blurred vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient complain of cough, denies any shortness of breath. GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pains, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, she's alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 105.2 pounds. O2 saturation, 96%. Blood pressure, 111/69. Pulse is 82. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, erythema, right with bilateral, conjunctiva erythema evident with no active exudates. Yeah. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel time stands 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, acute conjunctivitis, viral, and seasonal allergies and cough. Prescription given for Cromolyn, 4%. One drop in bilateral eye, TID times 7 days, quantity sufficient. Dextromethorphan / guaifenesin, cough syrup, 5 ml POTID PRN, quantity 6 ounces. Follow-up visit scheduled for 3 days as needed. Next patient, last name is Proneda, first name is Joseph, date of birth is 7/24/1943, date of service is 9/6/2023, patient is an 80-year-old male, with history of diabetes and hypertension. He presents for follow-up for his lab result. He denies any acute distress or symptoms. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. He denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision or eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pains, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 194.8 pounds. O2 saturation 99%. blood pressure 124 over 70, pulse is 67, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, poorly grain erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no atopnia, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable mass 6, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient's lab reviewed with emphasis on his hemoglobin A1C, which remains stable but still elevated. Patient to continue on current medication regimen with proper compliance emphasized. Diagnosis, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and lab review. Follow up in 3 months. Thank you.